We're doing Sidra Adorot. We're up to the year 2217. Yosef is 18 years old. And Potiphar's wife, Zalicha, is doing everything she can for him. She's dying to have him, and he refuses. And she is so enveloped with desire, she becomes bedridden, and she can't do anything. And we said how she got this advice to overtake him. And that day, everyone went out, and Yosef was working at home, and Zalicha sneaks up on him and pounces on him. And Yosef got stronger, he overpowered her, and she sat to the ground and started crying. And she begged him as tears are streaming down her face, and she said to him pleadingly, embittered, Have you ever heard of a woman as beautiful, more beautiful than me, better than me? Every day I try and I give my love to you and you refuse. I'm living death without you. And Yosef says to her, leave me be. Stop thinking about me. Stop pursuing me. I can't do this. This is a sin before God. How could I do this? And she refused to listen. Every day she tried. And the day came when the Nile would overflow and all the Egyptians would go out to greet the waters, the king, the nobles, they'd play music, and on that day, they'd have a great celebration in honor of all the water that would go through the irrigation ditch. So everyone's going out, and Potiphar's family is no exception. But Zalicha, she refused. She said, I'm too sick. And she was plotting today, I'm going to get Yosef. So, Zalicha went up to her room. She wore royal clothing. And she wore her precious jewelry, precious stones, gold. She put her best perfumes, her best makeup. She starts putting in all the different spices they have to give the house a good smell. They had all kinds of perfumes. And she sat by the door where she knew Yosef would pass. So Yosef comes to that doorway where he's supposed to come home and do his work. And he sees her. And he takes a step back. And she calls him. And she says, Yosef, what's wrong? Come do your work. So Yosef goes back to his task, and she sneaks up on him and she grabs him and she says, I swear by the king, if you don't do what I tell you, you will be killed. And with that, she drew a sword from under her clothes and put it by Yosef's neck. She said, you get up and do what I say, and if not, you're going to die. Yosef got scared, and he got up to run. And she grabbed him by his clothing, and she's holding a sword, but he knows she doesn't really want to kill him. But she might. And we'll pick up here. Zachem next time.